With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. As Cayman men's national team prepares to make its League B debut in the CONCACAF Nations League, Josiah Johnson shares his thoughts on the challenge ahead and what the Cayman Islands men's national football team is looking to accomplish.
I mean, we're very excited. It's our first time in League B. So big step, huge success getting out of League C. But everyone's excited, playing better opposition, traveling to other countries. You know, it's a good experience for us. So I believe it's a big step in Cayman football.
Cayman opens its 2026-27 campaign against Dominica at 8 p.m. Cayman time on Thursday, September 24th at Windsor Park in Roseau. Cayman is designated as the home team for that match. 3 days later, Cayman stays at Windsor Park to face Guyana at 3 p.m. Cayman time on Sunday, September 27th. The competition then shifts to Puerto Rico, where Cayman will meet the host twice away. Cayman is again the designated home team for the first meeting at 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 1st, before the sides meet again at 6 p.m. on Sunday, October 4th. The four fixtures mark Cayman's first test in League B after earning promotion from League C in the previous Nations League cycle. Cayman's top jet ski rider, James Monroe Jr., rider number 345, is preparing for another shot at global glory as he heads to Lake Havasu City in Arizona for the IJSBA World Finals. It runs October 3rd through the 11th. Monroe Jr. is currently ranked 3rd, 5th, and 6th across his various classes and says returning to the sport's biggest stage is both humbling and motivating.
Heading off to IJSBA's World Finals again this year, in 2026, it's an amazing feeling, you know, just knowing I'm heading off again to represent Cayman, do my best, and bring back some hardware. It's a really humbling feeling, as well as the fact that, you know, it's basically the Olympics of jet ski racing. It's the pinnacle of any event, or any event you can possibly race in jet ski racing, to be specific. And it's always a great feeling to fly out and carry the country flag and wear that strong and wear that proud.
Despite battling mechanical issues throughout the season, Monroe says his race lines, cornering, and acceleration remain sharp. He is confident that once he arrives in Lake Havasu and gets time on his rented machine, he'll be fully ready for competition.
To be honest, I've had a lot of mechanical issues this year in Cayman, which has hindered me in my routine in the way that I haven't been able to go out to the sea as much as I wanted to. But when I do go out, maintain strong race lines, you know, maintain the groove, the consistency in my laps, my cornering, acceleration, all of those aspects have been down pat, just like when I was racing last year in World Finals. I'd say even calisthenics workouts, like upper body, core, all those type of workouts are very important for jet ski racing, and I've been actively working on those to make sure that I'm more prepared for this round again.
Monroe will compete in two major events back-to-back, the U.S. National Championships followed immediately by the World Finals. He says additional sponsorship support is critical this year as he runs multiple performance setups and aims to bring home more than one trophy for Cayman.
My goals for this year's World Finals is to bring back at least one podium, and that minimum would be a world title. For example, last year when I got the third place in my category, I unfortunately slipped the world title by one buoy, one mistake that I didn't have much control over at the time. So I definitely know that it's right there. It's achievable. It's possible. It's just that we have to keep trying.
Monroe says the minimum goal is a podium finish and ideally a world title. After narrowly missing the top spot last year, he believes the championship is within reach and is determined to deliver for the Cayman Islands on the world stage. In other local sports, Cayman Basketball Academy is preparing to welcome young players back this month, giving young children an early exposure to the development of basketball. CBA's former technical director, Coach Vuto Garo, says one of the biggest challenges and strengths of the program is managing athletes who enter at very different ages and experience levels.
Some of the things that we experience in the academy, some children start at age 7, some children start at age 14. So you may have a 14-year-old in the middle class who doesn't have the experience of the kids in the first class, 7 to 9. So these are some of the things that we have to deal with. So what we do is separate these beginners. We teach them individually. So it's total development we have seen. Based on that, we have seen a lot of youth league and youth participation and enhancement in youth basketball.
The Academy resumes this Saturday, September 12th, focusing on fundamentals, confidence, and fun. Registration is open now at kmanbasketball.com. And Cayman's premier esports convention returns this month for its 10th anniversary. CIGTV's Leanna Jarvis reports.
Gamers Bay 10 takes over the John Gray High School Gymnasium on September 26th and 27th. Competitors will battle over $10,000 in cash and prizes across the weekend. Featured tournaments include Call of Duty Warzone, Fortnite, EA Sports, FC 26 and NBA 2K26. Fighting game fans can also compete in Super Smash Bros. And Mortal Kombat 1, with each event featuring a $1,300 cash prize pool. Beyond the game and screens, the convention features elite cosplay showcases and influencer meet and greets. Local youth innovation groups 345 Robotics will also host interactive tech displays and custom builds. Doors open on Saturday at 9 a.m. and run through 7 p.m. Sunday sessions run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration details and more information are available online at gamersbayevent.com.
That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.